homes in the crosshairs. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. As the nation waits for a much-anticipated ruling on abortion from the U.S. Supreme Court, demonstrators are targeting the homes of conservative justices. Just days ago, a California man who allegedly had plans to kill Justice Brett Kavanaugh was arrested near Kavanaugh's house in Maryland.
Hours later, protesters showed back up at the Kavanaugh residence, as they have for weeks. Last night, protesters also descended upon Justice Clarence Thomas's home. Churches have also been targeted. We've known that for weeks now, too, and children as well at this point. In a tweet, the pro-choice group Ruth sent us shared the name of Justice Amy Coney Barrett's place of worship and also where her kids go to school, encouraging protesters to turn out and voice their anger.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. In just about an hour, a rally in support of tougher gun laws will get going in the nation's capital. March for Our Lives was created after the 2018 mass shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida. A West Virginia man accused of shooting up his workplace has been identified. Police say Joe Esquivel killed three co-workers at a machine shop in Maryland, then engaged in a shootout with state police.
The weapons used at both scenes was a semi-automatic handgun. The exact caliber, make, and model is not being released at this time. It's part of the investigation.
Maryland State Police Lieutenant Colonel Bill Doffelmeyer, a motive has not been released. Filling up the gas tank is getting more and more expensive. AAA says another price hike overnight has brought the nationwide average for a gallon of regular to just over $5. Some drivers, like in California and New York, are already paying way more than that. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Shocking numbers out of Illinois, where one county has lost 10 people to drug overdoses in just the past week. Fentanyl is to blame.
In years past, it's been building to this, building. It was always, the heroin and fentanyl and cocaine.
Lori Summers is the coroner in Will County. Health officials say many more people were treated after overdosing on opioids. He was given a bottle of vodka and allegedly told to drink it. That's the accusation in Missouri, where a college student who was pledging a fraternity is now permanently handicapped.
At the University of Missouri, 19-year-old Danny Santulli can no longer walk, talk, or see after going into cardiac arrest during a hazing event at Phi Gamma Delta. Santulli was reportedly told to drink an entire bottle of vodka after several hours of drinking. Although the prosecutor who oversees the University of Missouri's county was found dead last week after an apparent suicide, Santulli's lawyer says local authorities aren't doing enough to hold fraternity members accountable.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Staying in Missouri, a father is on life support and his two adult children are dead after police say he shot and killed them. Police say they were called to William Trenchard's home on Thursday. A neighbor tells Fox 4 he heard gunshots that he initially thought were fireworks. Dangerous heat is building across the Southwest this weekend. It's already 90 degrees in Phoenix. Meteorologist Marvin Percha with the National Weather Service is there.
113, 114 each day. Lows, overnight lows are also going to be very warm. We're only expecting lows in upper 80s each night. So as a result, we do have an excessive heat warning through 8 p.m. on Sunday.
In some cities, temperature records could be broken. Pam Husso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.